You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God, my shepherd, is with me even as I walk through challenging times. Learn more about this truth in week 3 of our series, Perspective.
Hello, Victory Metro East. This is now our 10th Sunday online. And napakabilis po ng panahon, ano, and alam po natin na mag-extend po tayo ng ating enhanced community quarantine. And yung series din po natin na Perspective, we're going to extend it for another week. And so instead of ending it today, we're going to end it next Sunday. And so we are now on the third week of our series, Perspective, and we are in the book of Psalm, particularly Psalm 23, no? My wife and I work for an NGO in Afghanistan. And with our team, we were there for almost 5 years serving as English teachers and computer instructor in a university and some other organizations. But in 2003, no, habang kami po ay papunta sa university, ako po ay nauna na, and we have several trips going there. And meron pong batch at kasama po din yung magiging missis ko, no. So magka-teammate pa lang po kami noon. And on their way to the university, bigla pong merong sumunod po sa kanila, no? Sinabayan po sila, riding in tandem. At meron pong binato, no, sa loob ng van natin going to the university. And one of the person who were there in the van said, "Is it a potato?" Tapos, no, meron pong nakakuha. At nung nakikita po niya, no, sabi niya, "It's not a potato, it's a grenade." And then, buti na lang po, naitapon po ng mga kasama po natin sa labas. Okay, it went and landed in a nearby market. But the good thing is it did not explode. Okay, and our team was safe. No? So, buti na lamang po. No? Tapos, nung chinek po siya ng police, rusted po siya. No? And buti na lang po at wala pong nasaktan. No? And so, after debriefing the police chief in charge of the part of our city, asked if he wanted to keep the grenade as a souvenir. And our team graciously declined. No? In another instance, meron po tayo mga bisita from Afghanistan. Okay, galing po sila ng Manila. And they wanted to buy some souvenirs bago po sila bumalik dito sa Pilipinas. At meron pong isang napaka-popular po na lugar doon na bilihan ng mga souvenir, and it's called Chicken Street. No? And so kami po ay papunta na doon. Okay, pero kami po ay biglang tinawagan ng isa naming kasama at sinabi po na meron pong pagbabago sa plano, hindi na muna kami pupunta doon sa Chicken Street kung saan pwedeng bumili ng souvenir. Meron po kami imi-meet na tao, no? And it's the meeting was very important, and so we went there and we had our meeting. And so on the way back home, nabalitaan po namin na meron pong suicide bomber na nangyari, no? Meron pong suicide bomber, and he was specifically targeting, okay, mga turista, foreigners, right there on the Chicken Street at a particular time that we should have been there. And so the Lord did spared our lives. The Lord did protected us from certain death, probably trauma, or even from physical harm. And people were asking, why do we need to go there? It was a dangerous place to be in at that time, and until today it still is. What made us serve in spite of danger, in spite of threats of suicide bombing, mob, city riots, a very volatile situation, terrorism? What made us stay there for 5 more years, and some of our teams even longer? With what's happening in our world today, pandemic and all, from health crisis to a financial crisis to an economic crisis, the uncertainty it brings to us, to our family, and to our nation, what can give us peace? What can give us a quiet assurance and confidence that we will be able to get through this situation? What is that? And that is what we're going to talk about today. Let's just open up with a word of prayer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you would speak to us through your word, that we would put our faith and our trust in you, even in our season today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. As you all know, Psalm 23, and as we have been saying in the past, that this is a very personal psalm, no? there are no references to we or us or they, but only my, me, I, and you. And this is David's testimony, his personal experiences with God. He has experienced God. He has heard his voice. He has followed his lead. And he has felt his care. Notice that in the first three verses, David refers to God in the third person. Psalm 23, verses 1 to 3 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my souls. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." And so David was referring to God in the third person. But in verses 4 to 5, there was a shift. David referred to God in second person, not anymore in the third person. Psalm 23 verses 4 to 5 says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." And so there was a shift. And the tone of David even becomes more personal, more intimate. It has now become a direct conversation with God. From making comments of who God is, "The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me, he leads me, he restores me," to a communion with God. "Lord, you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me. You anoint my head with oil." It has become a communion with God. Why a sudden shift? It is at this point that David recalled the dark valleys in his life. Verses 4 to 5 describes the crisis points in David's life. And in those times, that something deep happened between him and God. And if you will take note of it, from green pastures to still waters, from God restoring his souls and leading him in paths of righteousness, it has now become to the valley of the shadow of death, to the presence of his enemies. And we have these seasons in our lives as well. I mean, just the goodness of God and the faithfulness of God in times of plenty and in time of peace. And the Lord does lead us there. But there are times also that the Lord would allow us and would lead us in the valleys of our lives. You see, we all have valleys in life where death seems to lurk around. Evil is seemingly triumphing. Enemies are overwhelming us. Where danger, disease, death is all around us, like this pandemic. Yet know for sure that the Lord is doing something in our lives and in our nation. It is in the deep valleys of our lives that we cling to God in intimacy, that we discover more of His goodness and His faithfulness in our lives. It is in the deep valleys of our lives that we get to discover the depths of God's love for us and who He is. Sabi po ni Christy Green, ano? It takes sickness to reveal a healer. A captivity to reveal a deliverer. Or a war to reveal a warrior. Our need creates an occasion for Him to show who He is. And so when we are hurting, it isn't a sign of disfavor. It may actually be a sign of His desire to meet us at a point of need. And I believe the Lord will meet our need today for a deliverer. I believe the Lord will deliver us and save us in this pandemic. Amen? I am actually excited to see where the cure and the vaccine will come from. I am excited to see how the Lord will turn around our situation, our economy. I am excited how God will meet us as individuals, as family, as a church, as a city, as a nation. Yes, this is an unprecedented time in our lives. We have never seen before But we have an extraordinary, powerful, and loving God, and He has been here before. This is not new to our God. This is new to us, but not to God. Yes, we are shaken, but not God. Yes, our lives are seemingly in pause, but God continues to work in the hearts of men, in our nation, and around the globe. Yes, we all have valleys in life. Some are many, some are few, some are deep, some are not so deep. All of us will have crises in our lives. No one is exempted. We will all have dark, fearful experience in life. And one is happening to us today. And this pandemic is bringing uncertainty, insecurity, and fear. And you may ask, why would a good shepherd lead and allow his sheep in the valley to be in a dangerous spot on slopy ravines, in between mountains and hills where predators wait to prey on the flock? I mean, there could be rock slide and mudslides, but in spite of such hazards, the shepherd knows that this is still the best way to take his flock to a better place. The shepherd has been here before. He has scouted this valley before he brings his sheep here. He knows the ins and outs of the valley, and he knows what lies ahead. And we may be walking through unfamiliar, dangerous valleys today, but know for sure that the same good shepherd who led us in the green pastures and still waters and in paths of righteousness is the same good shepherd who is leading us through the valleys of the shadow of death. We may not understand why, but rest assured that the good shepherd is taking us to a higher ground where the sun is warm and the pasture is greener. You see, the valley is not the destination. It is only a pathway to something better. Let me repeat that again. The valley is not the destination. It is only a pathway to something better. This pandemic is not our destination. God is using this for our own good and for His glory. Kaya nga po, if you could recall, Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good. In all things, in this pandemic, in this crisis, in what's happening in our government, in what's happening in your family, in your health, we know that in all things, God works for the good, not for the bad, not for the worst, not against us, but in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. And that's why David could say in Psalm 23, verse 4, that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And so, what do? We walk through the valley. We don't stop. Because this is not our destination. This is not our dwelling place. Something better lies ahead. And so we don't stay in the valley, we walk through it. And so do not give up. Do not lose hope. And so we don't just walk through the valley and don't stop. We walk through the valley and we do not fear. Yes, there are dangers. Yes, it is somehow contagious. Yes, there's a new normal. Yes, there's a financial crisis, an economic crisis. Yes, we may be dealing with darkness and difficulty and danger and even death. Yes, we recognize these realities, but we need not to surrender to our fears. Why? Because in this dark, dangerous valley, we are not alone. God is with us in the valley. Kaya nga po yung sabi ni David, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You see, God is with us in the valley. And who is God just based on this Psalm 23 alone? You see, when it says, I shall not want, that is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. When it says, He makes me lie down in still waters, that's Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. And so our shepherd provides, our shepherd gives peace. And even as we walk through the valley and we may have some luck, guess what? The Lord will provide. And we might be anxious sometimes and worry, and we might have some fear, but the Lord is our peace. He restores my souls. That's Jehovah Rophe, the Lord who heals. As we walk through the valley, we might be wounded, we might be hurt, we might be sick. But guess what? We have our shepherd, and he is Jehovah Rophe, and he heals. And he leads us in paths of righteousness. That is our shepherd, Jehovah Chidkenu, the Lord our righteousness, as we walk through these deep, dangerous, dark valleys. We might stumble and fall. We might falter. But guess what? The Lord is our righteousness. And he is our shepherd, Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is here. And he is not against us. He is for us. In the presence of my enemies, that is our shepherd, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, and he fights for us. He anoints our head. That's Jehovah Emkadesh, the Lord who sanctifies. That even as we go through these valleys, we might even sin. But guess what? The Lord will cleanse us and sanctify us. That is the God who is with us in the valley. We are not alone as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And so we walk through it, we don't stop. We walk through the valley and we will not fear because God is with us. And so we walk through the valley with God. You see, the valley isn't good, but our shepherd is good. The good shepherd is with us in the valley. And he knows the way. He knows us. He knows what we need. He knows where to bring us. And he is with us. You see, where we are right now is not good. What's happening to our country around the globe is not good. What's happening to our economy is not good. But the Lord, our shepherd, is good, and he is with us. And so the good shepherd is with me. I will not fear. He is watching over me. He is protecting me. He will defend me. He will fight for me. He will take care of me. He leads. He guides. The good shepherd is with me. I will not fear. He is beside me. He is behind me. He is in front of me. He is above me. He is under me. He is all over me. That even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are with me. And if the presence of God is not enough, take a look at this. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The shepherd uses the rod, which is measured about 30 inches in length. And so, siguro mga tatlong ruler, less than 3 rulers. And it has a nabi end. Meron po siyang pabilog. And it is used as a weapon to protect the sheep from predators. And the rod could actually stun or kill an attacking beast. And the shepherd could actually throw it with so much precision and accuracy to defend, to protect his sheep. And so the staff, okay, is basically a walking stick. And so the shepherd has a rod and he has a walking stick. And the walking stick is generally about 6 feet long or even longer. Some would even say it would reach up to 15 feet. So ganun po kataas, ano? And it is often cut to a crook at one end. So meron po siyang hook at the end. And this assisted the shepherd pulling the sheep to himself. The staff is used to lead, to guide, to set boundaries, and to rescue the sheep, when the flock would actually go through, okay, the slopey ravines, I mean, they're only probably walking just a 2 meters in width. And so medyo masigip po, ano? And there would be a 1,000-foot drop. And whenever a misstep of the sheep would happen, the shepherd is ready to rescue the sheep using the staff. And that's how good our shepherd is. And so sheep lack good vision and are easily frightened in new circumstances, especially where it's dark. But the presence of the shepherd with his rod and staff calms and comforts the sheep. It gave the flock peace, knowing that the shepherd was there and was equipped for any emergency. The safest place for a sheep is in the presence of the shepherd. The safest place for a sheep is in the presence of the shepherd. It is not in the absence of danger or difficulty. It is not in the absence of darkness or even death. The safest place for a sheep is in the presence of the shepherd. And I believe the same way with us. The safest place to be is in the presence of God. Safety is not found in the absence of danger, but in the presence of God. Safety is not found in the absence of danger, but in the presence of God. The closer we are to our shepherd, the safer we are, and the more of his peace will fill our hearts. At the beginning, I asked, what gave us the confidence as a team and as a church to be in Afghanistan in spite of the danger? It is because of the presence of God. Matthew 28:19-20 says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. And the promise is that comes from Christ is, I am with you always. I am with you always to the end of the age. What gave us the confidence to be in a dangerous place is that promise from Jesus that he is with us always. Jesus, he is Emmanuel, God with us, and he will not leave us nor forsake us in the deep, dark valleys of our lives. Sabi po ni Paul Claudel, Jesus Christ did not come to take away suffering from the world. He did not even come to explain it. He came to feel suffering with his nearness. Jesus did not come to take away suffering from the world. He did not even come to explain it. He came to feel suffering with his nearness. You see, God is with us. God is near. And if God is for us, who can be against us? He is our shepherd. He is our Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. He is our Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace. He is our Jehovah Rophi. He heals us. He is our Jehovah Tsidkenu. He is our righteousness. He is our Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. And every time we would be lost, every time we will be able to get out of the flock, the Lord is there for us. He is Jehovah Nisi. He is the Lord, our banner, and he fights for us. He is Jehovah Emkadesh, the Lord who sanctifies us. That's the good shepherd who is with us in our valleys. And therefore, we need not to fear. Are you in the valley right now? Probably a valley of fear, a valley of anxiety, unemployment, sickness, failure, financial ruin, loneliness, overwhelming grief, a valley of conflict, probably relational dysfunction, probably a valley of mistreatment, or probably a valley of dismay, or probably for some, a valley of depression. If so, would you hear the voice of your shepherd? I am with you. Whatever you are going through, I am there for you. No matter how dark the valley is, I am there beside you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. Do not be afraid. I will see you through. Would you hear the voice of your shepherd today? And if you're one of those people, would you come to the Lord in prayer today? And I believe He will save you. He will deliver you. And He will comfort you. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you that you are our good shepherd who is with us. Therefore, we will not fear. And Lord, thank you that because you are with us, Lord, you can comfort us. And so I pray for those people who are in the valley of lack. Lord, thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the Lord who will provide. Lord, to those who are anxious and fearful, Lord, thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom. You are the Lord our peace. And to those people who are in sickness and disease, Lord, thank you that you are our Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. And even for those people who have faltered and stumbled and fall because they are going in a valley, Lord, thank you that you are our righteousness, our Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our Jehovah Emkadesh, the Lord who cleanses and who sanctifies us. And Lord, thank you that we could come to you. Lord, thank you that for those people who would need your protection, to those people who need to go out of their place to serve you, our frontliners. Lord, thank you that you are Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. He is with us and He is ready to protect us and to guide us and to lead us. Lord, thank you that you are Jehovah Nissi. You are our banner. Lord, that you would fight for us even in the presence of our enemies. Lord, thank you that you are our good shepherd who is with us in our valleys today. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. You see, this is the assurance of Paul. In Romans 8:38-39 says, Paul says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, if you are in Christ Jesus, He could protect you. Neither death nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation would be able to separate us from the love of God. He can definitely protect you. And even if you're infected, the Lord could heal you. He could definitely heal you. Or even if the Lord would allow it, that we would die, nothing could still separate us from the love of God. For those who are in Christ Jesus our Lord, that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with me. And this is only made possible if you are in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so my question for you is, to those of you who are watching, are you in Christ Jesus? Have you accepted Him as your Lord and Savior and as the shepherd of your soul? Kung hindi mo po nagagawa yung decision na yan, that is the best decision that you could ever make. it doesn't mean that you will not go through the valleys. You would go through it, but you are not alone. Even at the point of death, God will be there for you. And if you want to make the decision to make Jesus as your good shepherd, as the Lord and the Savior of your life, would you please pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I need you. Lord, I am a sinner and I need the good shepherd to restore me, to make me right, to cleanse me, to sanctify me, to save me from all my fears. And Jesus, today I am humbling myself and I'm asking you, Jesus, would you come to my life? Jesus, would you cleanse me? Jesus, would you sanctify me? Jesus, would you forgive me of all my sins? And I am accepting you and making you as the Lord and the Savior of my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. If you pray that prayer, please, okay, do contact us, okay, on the numbers or on the link provided on your screen, and we will contact you, okay, so that you'll be able to understand and know more about our good shepherd. Amen. The Lord is our shepherd and he is with us, that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will not fear. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. That's how good our shepherd is. Amen. As we close our message this afternoon, let me just speak a blessing to you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord look with favor towards you and give you peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. That's the end of our service. God bless you. See you again next Sunday.